So I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit here because we are in the Taj Mahal of studios at our new studios. Well, can I even say new anymore? Because they're a year old.
I've been here for like 15 months.
So it's not new?
No.
Okay.
If you had a car for 15 months, would you say it's new?
We drive this baby every day.
1023 XLC. It's Wes and Leah.
But
we
everybody
got a lot of miles on it already.
All of our sister stations here are always like, "Oh, they got the Taj Mahal. Where do you set up your omelet station? Does your masseuse come in?" And because it is a very large studio, and we're always like, "Oh, ha ha ha."
We got the corner office.
We do, and it's big and beautiful right here inside Gurney Mills, entrance G. Stop by and see us, and if you could right now, you'd see the fact that the Chocolate Sanctuary is in with us again. Welcome back, Donna, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes, and you brought along Chef Jonathan, who's going to be making a complete dinner here inside of our studio.
Now, he promised he wouldn't make the sprinklers go off.
Yeah, but, okay, Donna.
Oh, you didn't promise that?
Okay. I did not make that promise.
Oh, I thought, yikes.
Ellen's in here. She paid for some of the studio, right,
uh-oh.
Ellen?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
You can...
Do you like this like I do on my smoke detectors?
So, Donna...
Open the door.
So, Donna, seriously, you might have to open the door. So, Donna, I tried to light a smudge stick in here one time to get rid of Wes's negative energy, and I didn't realize I was sitting right under sprinkler system when I did it, but it's going to be okay. We're going to be okay. Tell us a little bit about what's new since we talked to you last.
Lots of things.
Okay, like?
Well, right now, I just want to plug our friends over at the Children's Advocacy Center.
Yeah.
This month, they're celebrating and making awareness of child abuse. And so in light of that, we have made these chocolates.
Oh, my
Those
goodness.
Those are chocolates?
They are chocolates.
I'd wear that
as
jewelry.
Like jewelry, right?
So it's indicating blue kids. So you can see that we've got some different color blues, and they're all yummy inside. So I'm leaving those for you guys to enjoy later.
Nice. But now, what is this all about, though? Does it, like, a portion of the sales go to...
100% of the sales goes to Children's Advocacy Center.
That's really cool that you guys are doing that.
We're selling these. A box is $12, and we're also selling bags of bark. It has blueberries in it.
Mm.
So we're keeping with the theme of blue. And that's also $12, and all of that will go to the Children's Advocacy Center. So if anyone's around and would like to contribute in a small way and get some really yummy chocolates,
that's awesome.
Stop by and pick them up.
Now, what are some other upcoming events that you guys have going on at the restaurant?
So every Sunday, we have our Sunday brunch.
Oh.
And I brought with me a couple of gift certificates, one for the two of you and one for Ellen, too.
Oh, how sweet are you?
So come by on a Sunday and have brunch with us.
Oh, we would love to.
When do we want to go? Because if you're going to go this Sunday, I want to wait.
Well, because then I'll go with you the next Sunday.
No. She tries to do that all the time.
I do.
I'll go with my family, and then I'll also go with you. Oh, thanks. Thank you so much, Leah.
Well, you don't have anybody to go with down here. So I'm there for you. I'm there for
Tim
you.
Tim will go with me.
I don't know about that. Okay, so brunch on Sunday. Thank you so much, Donna. Tea on Saturday.
Tea on the second to the last Saturday of every month. And then the last Wednesday and Thursday of every month, we have our chef's dinner. And I brought gift certificates for you guys to come to the next one.
Stop!
And our next one.
Ah, you're going to have to come with me to that one.
Oh, great.
When's your next one? I'm sorry, Donna.
So it's the 28th and 29th.
Okay.
We do it on a Wednesday and a Thursday night.
Oh, nice.
And this month is going to be springtime in France. Chef Jonathan's really good at describing this dinner.
And we got to hear his voice because he's got the coolest voice ever. Never have a better radio voice than the dude in the studio, okay?
That's what they tell me.
Oh, he's my new fill-in.
Right?
Yeah, Don, I need tomorrow off. we're doing the Taste of France. So we're going to be, like our first course, for instance, is going to be a little bit of a play on a French onion soup, but where we're using cipollini, so it's gonna be like a caramelized cipollini in a tart, so it's more of a more of like a cipollini pie, if you will. So you know, so we'll be doing some very interesting things on our courses there for everybody to try.
Not that I am not interested about that, but I'm like really in the present right now. Jonathan, what do you have going on inside this studio? What are you making right now?
Oh, okay. So right now we're doing a birramundi. I'm slow roasting it while Donna's over there playing with it there a little bit. It'll be okay.
Donna's like me on the grill. I won't stop flipping because I'm like, oh, it's got to be almost done. I just keep flipping it.
Like the classic song, Let It Be, right? Let It Be.
Yeah.
It's a birramundi, which is basically an Asian sea bass.
Okay.
So I'm going ahead and doing a nice slow roast in that in the pan there. And we're going to be serving that with a white chocolate parsnip puree and a frisée salad with some seasonal ingredients like radishes and grilled asparagus.
Ooh.
And that's being lightly dressed with a lemon vinaigrette. We like to promote this dish. It's actually a very healthy dish. It's very light as you're going into like a, you know, warmer season, warmer climate.
Well,
people don't like heavy food sitting at the bottom of your stomach.
He's shredding for the wedding right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shredding for the wedding. So I'm getting married in October. I got to make sure I get skinny. So
you and me both.
You're a chef. Never trust a skinny chef.
I know. My grandfather would walk out of the restaurant if he saw me as the chef.
I was saying, you're really skinny.
Oh my goodness. I am so looking forward to trying all this stuff, which we'll be doing a Facebook Live here momentarily over
Beautiful.
At 102.3 XLC on Facebook. I did mention that. So Jonathan, again, thank you so much for coming in and cooking with us.
Thank you.
Before we let you go though.
Or do you want Donna to do it?
I want both of
them. Well, he's got to get back to the
Well, Jonathan,
food.
Then real quick,
yes.
Your gurney go to.
My gurney go to?
Yep.
Like a local area within my area?
Yes.
Right here where I'm standing right now is my gurney go-to.
Like the
That's
mall?
That's only the second time in like 15 months that anybody's ever said XLC.
Like the mall or
so
XLC?
So I passed the test?
Yes.
He might have
Will met, Rock, what are you talking about? I don't like this station. No,
he might have met the mall.
That's a good point.
You guys have fun. I want to stop in all the time.
Do it.
Like I said, you could fill in for Wes anytime. Gurney's got it. The Back Together Dining Challenge going on. Again, all you have to do is go out, post some pictures to Gurney's Got It Facebook page. This is going to get you in the running for a $50 gift card to a local Gurney restaurant. And then that grand prize, overnight stay at Great Wolf Lodge with dinner for the family or single day tickets to Six Flags Great America. You guys, thank you so much for coming in. I gotta go.